The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. I want to speak especially to those of you who received your assignments and calls yesterday. And for the rest of us, the people who are kind of staying in dry dock, I certainly hope that the truths in the sermon will give you something to think about as well. The question today is, where are you going? And the answer is all over the country and the world. Lakewood, Colorado, Mansfield, Texas, Norfolk, Nebraska, DeWitt, Iowa, Wausau, Wisconsin, Columbus, Indiana, Pawnee City, Nebraska, Exeter, California, Hicksville, New York. Who lives in Hicksville? Anchorage, Arkansas, Lake Mary, Florida, Chicago, Illinois, and on it goes. And I venture to say, and now that you have received your assignments and first calls, and some of you will in due time be receiving them, I venture to say that you have both anticipation and anxiety. There certainly is anticipation because you are going to go out there and do what you have diligently been preparing yourself to do. But I'm sure, based on my own experience entering into the ministry 30-some years ago, that there is anxiety. And also anxiety for your family. You are, in most cases, going to a new place, and you are assuming, in all cases, a new role. Well, in these couple minutes, I just want to pass along to you this. Let not your heart be troubled. The Spirit of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ is going with you. In today's gospel lesson from St. John chapter 17, the disciples were certainly filled with anxiety. I don't know if they had anticipation or not, but they had plenty of anxiety because Jesus had told them that where they were going, they were going to be kicked out of synagogues, they were going to be persecuted, That's where they were going. And then Jesus says to them, but none of you has asked Jesus, where are you going? They had some idea about what was ahead of them, but Jesus, where are you going? What about you? So he raised the question, which he often does, is raise the questions that we don't think to raise. And he told them where he was going. He said, I am going to the Father so that the Holy Spirit can come to you. That was his promise. And God being faithful, he kept his promise. And I think that's pretty much the way you are going to find it, wherever you are going. He has gone to the Father. You won't see him with your eyes, but his Spirit will be there. And he tells us in this gospel reading what his Spirit is going to be doing wherever it is that you are sent. The Spirit, he says, will be convicting the world about sin because they do not believe on me. I've been talking with my class about ways to say the gospel, ways to get the good news into the heart that are not stereotyped church jargon. And one little way occurred to me looking at this text. We so often talk about Jesus, that's fine. Why don't we sometimes not use the word Jesus, but work into our regular vocabulary the word Savior? Because somebody who has grown up in the church will hear the word Savior and say, yes, that's what Jesus is about. My Savior from sin and from so many other evils in the church. And to those people increasingly who have not grown up in the church culture, when we use the word Savior, it might be in a discussion starter. So through the Christ-centered word that you will be proclaiming, the Spirit of God will be convicting the world about sin because it does not believe on Him. Through the Christ-centered word that you will be proclaiming, the Spirit will also convict the world about righteousness because Jesus says, I am going to the Father and you no longer see me. He's talking about the righteousness that comes through faith. Can't see Him, remember? And so as the Apostle Paul tells us, we live by faith and not by sight. So when you preach and teach and converse about the righteousness that is ours by grace through faith in Jesus Christ, the Spirit is there working. And then thirdly, in this gospel lesson, Jesus promises that through the Christ-centered word, the world will be convicted about judgment because the ruler of this world has already been condemned. You've not been formed, and certainly the church is not sending you out to be the curators of a museum. Remember that Jesus not only died for our sins, He was also raised, and He is alive and lives forevermore. And where you are going, He already is. The place where you are going desperately needs the good news of this living, present Lord Jesus Christ. Whether you're going to a place that has been in church for ages, or you're going out to a mission field, those who are in the church and those who are outside of the church desperately need, week after week, day after day, the Christ-centered word that is alive and active. And know this, that wherever the gospel of Jesus Christ is present, there the Holy Spirit is present and is at work for salvation. The Savior says in John chapter 6, verse 63, my words are spirit and they are life. I guess it was about probably 4 years or so ago, I was teaching a fourth-year class. And you know how it is, sometimes we get off the subject and we just try and wow you with all our life experiences and wisdom. But I leaned back and I said, this is a great time for you to be getting into the ministry. A really great time. And it was one of these experiences where I knew that I was not communicating because they looked at me more blankly than they usually look at me when I'm teaching. I said, what's the deal? What did I say wrong? And they said, and this is like I say, 4 or 5 years ago, they said, we've never been told that. So what do you mean you've never been told that? We have always been told what a terribly tough time it is for you to get into the ministry. That's really motivational. I said, no, it's a great time. I mean, America is filled with goofy spirituality. People are no longer denominationally loyal like they were generations ago. Yeah, sure, this is a big field that we're going into. But the very nature of this field, goofy spirituality, people desperately needing a good word, means that this is really a great time for you to be going out there. At this time of year, it's often quoted, but I'll do it again, from Dr. Walther's 20th lecture in his Law and Gospel. "My friends," he said in 1885, "when a place has been assigned to a Lutheran candidate of theology where he is to discharge the office of a Lutheran minister, that place ought to be to him the dearest, most beautiful, and most precious spot on earth." He, and we understand our deaconesses in here, he should be unwilling to exchange that assignment for a kingdom, whether it is in a metropolis or in a small town, on a bleak prairie or in a clearing in the forest, in a flourishing settlement or in a desert. To him it should be a miniature paradise. "Do not the blessed angels descend from heaven with great joy whenever the Father in heaven sends them to minister to those who are to be heirs of salvation? Why then should we, poor sinners, be unwilling to hurry after them with great joy to any place where we can lead other men, our fellow sinners, to salvation?" A pitiful object is the young minister who enters upon his office with the thought that his days of hard labor and toil are over, that he has now entered a haven of rest and peace, which he decides to enjoy since he is now his own boss and need not take orders from any person in the world. But blessed is the minister who starts his official work on the very first day with a determination to do everything that the grace of God will enable him to do, in order that not a soul in his congregation shall be lost by his fault. This is where you are going. And yes, it is natural to have both anticipation and anxiety. Just let the anticipation trump any anxieties that you have, because Jesus has gone to the Father and he has kept his promise to pour out on you and to that place where you are going his Holy Spirit. Wherever the gospel of the Savior is present, the Holy Spirit will be there to do his work. That's where you are going. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus.